This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, troops. Good morning, Anna Murphy. Good morning, Timbo.
Good morning. Dollface.
You're not on. You're not on. Why aren't you on?
There you go. She's on the wrong button. Yeah. There we are.
She is.
You're having a little button problem this morning, aren't you? That's okay. It's early days yet. No one cares. It's only 6:30.
Good morning, Timothy. And have you turned him off? Fabulous. Yeah. That'll be good. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Joysters. It's nice.
Hello,
to be
people. We're back. Welcome back, Anna Murphy, after a week off.
You say it like, hey, it was fun. No, I haven't been able to move properly for about 2 weeks.
Here she goes. She had to get that in, didn't she? Sympathy boat.
That's just, you know, people, listen to them when they say, look after your core strength. That's all I can say. Because when your back goes, it's really annoying.
How's your core going?
What I did with my bad back, I injured it at the gymnasium, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. And then so I thought I was doing the right thing by doing a plank challenge with a sore back. And apparently that is actually like
polar opposite. I thought planking was out. That was like a fad.
Polar opposite to what you should be doing. Like,
I can just see Anna on top of a fridge.
She was planking as such.
Anna on
top of a fridge. Planking.
No, I wasn't just lying around my house.
I thought you were doing that fad that came and went.
No, I wasn't just lying around on people's furniture doing planks. I was trying to do core strength exercises, but apparently you shouldn't do them when you've got a bad back.
Oh,
so
there you
I
go.
Did them for a whole week. And made it worse. So, yeah, no, I haven't been able to move properly. Anyway, is everyone feeling happy that I'm talking about
Yeah, that's great.
That?
Yes, it's great.
Okay.
We're glad to have you back on board.
I'm
glad
nice
that you're sitting
here.
Up straight and all your vertebrae are intact.
Well, I think they are. Thank you.
It's excellent.
No,
good. I don't think my brain's intact, but my vertebrae, good.
No,
good
and your verbal diarrhea is going pretty well too.
Really well. Do you know what? It's a week without being on air.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's got a lot to get out.
Oh, God. We have so much coming up this morning. Heaps of stuff. Lots of chitter-chat stuff about stuff that's going on in the world.
Stuff about stuff.
Yeah. Which is great. We've got some awesome music too. Can I tell you, our music director, if he's listening this morning, has gone above and beyond.
Oh, has he?
He's got so much good stuff.
Oh,
this
I love
hour,
it.
We've got Taylor Swift on the way, Samantha Jade, and this. Have you? Oh, this is my favourite song. Now, picture people, just picture. Picture being in bed with your loved one and getting all romantic and just sort of getting into things.
Oh.
And then imagine trying to have sex while this song is playing in the background.
Oh.
I bet you can't.
Okay.
This is Bob Sinclair.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Can you see it now? Try it. Just if you're in bed at the moment, just try and have sex with this.
The nation's libido's just died.
In page 3 of the Herald Sun this morning, Anna Murphy, Timbo, I just want to, the Cario and Lara Veterinary Clinics are offering 20% off all de-sexing procedures for the month of March to raise awareness for the importance of the procedure, which it is.
Very important.
Now, that's not my problem with this. That's not my problem.
No,
the story's not my
great.
Problem. The photo is my problem. I've got a lady who's a veterinary, she's the vet. She's got a pair of bolt cutters.
What?
And the dog looks really shit scared.
Well, I would be too.
Is that how they do it?
Oh,
my word. Good Lord. I don't need to.
Maybe that's how they do it in Cario and Lara.
I thought they were under anaesthetic and it was a beautiful little. No, they just lob them off, do they?
Isn't that how they do it to sheep? Do they put like rubber bands around them?
And then they just drop off.
Yeah. Why are we talking about castrating animals?
Well, it's in the Herald Sun.
Well, it is indeed.
Page 3.
It's a terrible
and she
photo.
Looks, she's got a grin from ear to ear.
She does. She looks excited.
Is it
about
a big photo, is it?
It's a massive one.
It's a big
one.
Photo, Tom.
You can tell it's a slow news day when you...
She's got a cheeky look in her eye too, doesn't she, as she's looking at that dog?
She goes, I'm going to get you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you.
Oh, they're a saucy lot down at Cario.
They are, aren't they?
Aren't they?
How was your week, Anna Murphy? Anything exciting happen?
Oh, that was the best segue we've ever done.
No, I just
want
to go from lobbing off dogs' nuts to your week. It's kind of works hand in hand. It's like.
Right. Okay.
Well, aren't you a farm girl now out of Romsey?
No.
You'd go through all that, wouldn't you?
What? No.
No?
No. There's a unit in Romsey, not a farm. It's not a paddock.
Oh, it's a unit. Sorry, I haven't been out there.
No, you haven't.
No. Haven't you?
No, well, she moved back.
Do you have a passport to get out there?
I fly over the top of it when I'm going to somewhere.
You almost need to. Yes, we actually went and checked out Essendon the other day.
How's that going for you?
Oh, it's a lovely area.
Until the plane ran into the building.
That
was a... Oh, dear.
Bad day.
That's a bit sensitive.
Terrible, anyway. This morning in the Herald Sun on page 18, you'll see that there is a photo of a, well, I consider it not a bad-looking vehicle. Apparently, the cash-up tradies have begun placing orders for the first ever Mercedes Ute.
Mercedes Ute.
Now, I don't know, boys and girls, but I think it damages the illusion of seeing your hot tradie turn up in a Holden Ute, don't you think?
Yeah, no, I'm a bit of a stickler. Like, I like those big chunky Ford.
I feel like this thing's so pretty.
It's really pretty,
isn't
it?
That I would feel like Gina Liano and Janet Roach would turn up to Bunnings in it.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Step out in their stilettos.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, I'm picturing, you know, you see a huge, you get a hot pair of legs that come out from a tradie, but here.
Yeah, no.
Not. Maybe a short skirt and a heel.
Yes.
You know, it feels odd, doesn't it?
I don't know. And the orders have gone crazy, apparently. People are placing orders for this thing, and Mercedes haven't even released how much it is.
Wow.
Now, your normal ute. If it's a Toyota Hilux, and I love men in Hiluxes, and Ford Ranger Utes cost about $60,000. Imagine this thing.
Oh, it does. Look, and it's gold. The look of it, but I'm with you. I think it's going to end up just a really weird Touareg tractor.
Yeah.
Like, yes, more yes, so than we've already got the SUVs. It's just awkward.
Yeah.
And we don't need any more rich, aggressive women in these kinds of
things. I could see Mrs. Pratt driving around.
Mrs. Pratt. With Jeannie.
With some of her.
Off to rehearsal down at the art centre.
They lug all their jewels around in the back.
Oh, Bert and Patty.
Bert and
rocking
Patty.
Around.
With the kids in the back.
We've just had a guy send a message in and said, because we did the train update.
Yes.
And I said, there's nothing happening, and I wish there was. And then Anna Murphy pointed out the showgrounds has a travel alert.
A travel alert?
I said, I don't care because no one goes out there. But they do, because they're going out there for the Victorian Caravan and Touring Super Show, which is on at the moment. Sounds
super
great.
Show.
Apparently it's meant to be amazing. Can I just say, I'm not into camping, but I feel like I need to go to this thing.
Hey, some of them are amazing.
I'd like to go to this.
I love a good caravan.
I would like to go.
I
would
love
like to go. Well,
tent.
There is a chance to be able to do that with this little topic that we've got this morning. Well, I'm a big fan of the president of Iceland.
Are you?
Yes.
Right.
I love him.
Unsure how this is linked.
His approval rating is 97%.
Wow.
Yeah, it's big.
Wow. Hey, Donald Trump, you could take a leaf out of this man's book.
You certainly could. Now, he was at a high school in Iceland, and he decided at the end of his talk he'd take some questions from the students, and they asked a whole bunch of things about, you know, what's your favourite football team and whatever, but this little smart-ass kid... bold little student dared to ask the president his stance on putting pineapple on a pizza.
Oh, I love it.
And the president of Iceland has basically said no way in hell. Ooh. He hates the fruit on topping.
Oh.
In fact, he's so against the pineapple pizza that he said that if it was up to him, if he could make the laws, he'd ban pineapples on pizzas right across
Iceland. He's going to ban pineapple?
Yep.
What's wrong with the humble pineapple?
I hate it.
Really?
I agree with that. I would go and move. If he banned it, I would go and live in Iceland.
I don't think it needs a law, a federal law.
Yeah, I think it does.
Hang on, and isn't he the person that can make laws?
Yeah. Well, no.
Think so? Well, not about banning pineapple.
He's not a bloody dictator. Oh. He's not Donald Trump.
Right.
But anyway, it brought me. I thought about it this morning. I thought this could literally divide our audience.
Mm.
We could. Because you two are big
fans.
Yeah,
no, I like a
pineapple. I hate it. Big fan of flicking them off.
See, you know,
why don't you just order it without?
Yeah, just no pineapple.
Well, sometimes you don't have a choice. If friends have ordered a pizza and they order the, you know, whatever, and then you've got to pick the bits off.
Yeah, look, I'd like to know because I'm not that precious about it. But I know people.
Sweet and savoury thing going on.
Oh, see, that's great. Yeah, love that as a combo. Interestingly, though, fan of pizza, not fan in a burger.
What, the pineapple?
Yeah.
Not fan in the burger.
Don't like it in a burger.
I don't like it in a burger either. Yeah, but I think it ruins the humble burger.
I like tomato sauce and like tomato soup. I hate tomatoes.
Oh,
it's really
wow.
Anyway, back onto pineapple.
Pineapple, people.
Look, we want to find out from the Joyces because I'd like to start maybe a campaign here in Melbourne to get rid of the pineapple off the pizza. And you two are for it.
It'll never happen.
I would like to hear if you are for pineapple on pizza, just let us know. If you are against pineapple on pizza, let us know. And we're going to put you all in the draw to win this double pass to go to the Victorian Caravan and Touring Super Show, which is on right now.
What do you mean they get to win that just by telling us if they like pineapple or not?
For over 60 years, the Victorian Caravan and Camping and Touring Super Show has been Australia's premier outdoor show.
Shut the front gate.
With hundreds and thousands of people who experience the best of these great industries.
Or I should say, shut the caravan door.
It's all thanks to caravanshow.com.
Were you born in a tent?
Will you shut up?
Zip it.
I'm trying to do it for our sponsors. Frank from,
it don't get much better than that.
Frank from Canada probably can't go to the caravan show, but mind you, he's in Winnipeg in Canada.
Yeah.
Probably got a caravan, I would say, or a tent.
Probably.
Bit of a camper. Frank says, I don't think fruit like pineapple belongs on a pizza. Well, thank you, Frank.
Oh, Frank.
Thanks, and
Frank.
We had this one came through, Anna Murphy.
Said, leave the pineapple on the pizza, you weirdo. Laugh out loud. Nick, that's directed at you, Dick Murphy.
Is it? Yeah. Thanks, Nick. Now, Peter from Sunshine said, protect the pineapple, Team Anna.
Yay.
Thank you.
How did
thank
this get
you.
Turned into Team Anna, Team Dean? Anyway, Simon from Elwood, pineapple should be banned forever. We've been playing a little game. Do you want pineapple on a pizza or not? All came about because the president of Iceland has said he wants to ban it, and I think it should be. You guys said no. Lots of messages came through. We have a winner.
Of the prize.
We have a winner of the Victorian Caravan and Touring Super Show, which is on now. Double pass goes to
Brad.
Oh, good on you, Brad.
Congratulations, Brad, who said stop the discrimination of pineappleism. And then went on to send, morning BF, hope you slept well last night. So, Brad, be checking the phone when you're on the trams.
Mate,
or text and drive.
Don't send your dirty text messages to us, mate.
That could have gone pear-shaped or pineapple-shaped. that was really refreshing. I loved that.
Really
shit. I feel better.
I'm going to throw a little disclaimer out here.
Ooh.
Our producer's come up with this game that we're about to play.
Oh, Timothy.
We've never played it before.
No, we haven't.
On air. And I just want to say now that if it goes horribly pear-shaped, it's not our fault. It's
Absolutely.
Tim's fault.
I take all responsibility.
And if we offend anyone, well,
we're sorry.
So be it.
It's not intentional.
It's not intentional.
Tell us
the way it works, Tim.
So this is a game that my partner and I like to play quite a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that we're all guilty of it. Otherwise, it's just the two of us, but I'm sure it's more than just us two.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw a name on the table.
Yeah.
And generally, when you throw a name on that, or when you hear a name, you already have a mental image, right?
Yes.
So you just
want us to describe what we see.
Yeah. So I'm going to throw a name on the table, and I'm going to ask you to describe what is that person like.
Right.
Now, it could be a physical trait or a personality trait, anything at all. Whatever comes to mind. Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, for example, right, like if I was to say Heidi, what would you probably say?
Plats.
Yeah.
And
see?
A goat.
Right. Well, yeah, right. Probably clogs. I'd say clogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know, German.
See, German, right?
I see how it works.
Yeah, so
right.
That's all it is. And like I say, I mean no offence by this.
So we're stereotyping.
So how many,
absolutely.
How many names have we got there?
I've got six, and then there's a tiebreak one if we need it.
So we've got maybe six or seven names. Yeah. Now, what I'd like to do, just in case, if we do offend anyone's name, it's not directed personally.
Well, they might be related to someone we're offending.
But if you're one of the names that we hoe into, we've got a double pass for the Aquarius film double pass viewing of the Aquarius movie starring Sonia Braga, which is meant to be amazing. So
fantastic.
If you want to go to it, double pass up for grabs. If we happen to offend your name, or if you've got a mate whose name it is.
Yeah, if we just happen to poke fun at the name that you're fond of, then just let us know.
So maybe it's your child's name or something, who knows.
So let's go for it and see how this one works.
So the first name I'm going to throw on the table is a girl's name, Justine.
Oh, bookish. Oh,
you know, really tight ass, actually, and nasty, quite vile with blonde hair.
Oh, yeah, I think nerdy.
Yeah, I think nerdy too.
and probably one of those bitches that just talks gossip around a water fountain at work.
Yeah.
Oh, Justine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think we need to.
I like this game.
Again.
Okay.
Sorry.
Moving along. That's all the game required.
Yeah, cool.
It's fun and simple and you can all play at home.
That's right.
Okay, the next name is Claude.
Oh, does
French.
Does drag.
Yes.
I don't know. Claude.
Claude Van Damme.
Don't mix my things with your
sorry,
things.
Sorry, but the image is building.
No, just a guy that loves drag.
Claude, I think, would be a painter.
And he's a chain smoker. Is this working well?
I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I don't know if anyone else is. But okay, back to the women. Helen.
Oh.
A librarian.
Very tight bun in the hair and quite a nice.
Glasses.
And none of her nieces and nephews like her.
See, I would say. Oh.
Is that? Can we?
Yeah, this is
great. Oh, there's a direct entry to
one
help.
More? Yeah, we do one more.
One more. Okay. Gary.
Oh,
porn star.
drives a limo.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I think porn. I can see a Gary in a gold G-string.
And has three kids and he's balding.
Yeah,
and
I'd
he's
say
really
definitely
hung up.
A smoker.
He's got a high testosterone count.
You're so specific.
That's all I can give you. You know how there's some companies out there that just love their people?
Yes.
This is the most awesome company in the world, I think. They call themselves BrewDog. And they, how's this for a pawsome job perk? Get it? Bosses at Scotland's based craft beer company, BrewDog, are giving their almost 1,000 employees around the world 1 week's paid leave when they welcome a new puppy into their lives.
Oh, can we just like, give there them needs clap. To be a clap for that. That's
on.
The best news I've ever heard.
Yep. It's not that easy trying to juggle work and settle a new dog into your life.
It's
and
not.
Many members of our crew have four-legged friends, they said. So we wanted to take the stress out of the situation, let our teams take the time they need to welcome the new puppy into their family.
Oh, that's lovely.
BrewDog revealed details of the new benefit, dubbed paternity or maternity leave.
Aww.
Pretty good. And it's all part of their campaign to be nominated the best company to ever work for.
Well, that's fantastic. I love that idea because I am like considering we're going to get a puppy this year and I'm considering
what are you gonna get?
Taking leave because you can't like just bring a puppy into the house.
No.
And then I'll
hands up. I'll come mind it.
You can come and mind the puppy.
It's awesome. It's so good.
So well,
what are you
gonna
get?
Come a long way from the days that you nearly cried when I left you alone with yours.
Well, it pooed on the floor in the first 5 seconds I had it and I couldn't warm to it. I couldn't bond with it. Now, love it. But what are you going to get?
We're not sure. We're in discussions.
What do you want to get?
It's either going to be, it's out of an Airedale, a German Shepherd, or a poodle.
Get an Airedale because really it's like you. It's like big old hands going and big dopey sort of thing and big ears.
Do you have names?
Some of that was insulting, I'm pretty sure.
Do you have names? Because we can probably rip those to shreds too.
Yeah.
Well, Ava wanted to call it Guppy.
Oh, no, it sounds like a fish.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, she needs to go back to dog naming school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, cool. Well, we haven't decided. No.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
Well,
I wanted a French bulldog, right, at one stage. I was going to call it Sydney.
Oh.
But, like, they don't do a lot.
What about Justine? Would you use Justine?
That ain't a dog's name.
Hanging around the water fountain.
What are you planning to do this weekend?
Well, this tired old sack of sorry is... diving in a diving competition.
Oh, that's
very exciting, isn't it?
Springboard diving competition. Wow.
Silver Sally riding again. Yeah. Or can we get Gary Gold?
Oh, you never know. It depends on how many you're in it. Usually at my age, they're either crippled or dead.
Oh, stop it.
But is it a master's comp or something?
No, it's a state titles thing. It's like it's age state titles. It can be any age sort of thing. So anyway. So that's what
I'm
doing.
And so how do you go with that?
I've been training. I've only got back in last week. It's very daunting because I'm training with these, you know, 12 to 18-year-olds and they're all ripped like mothers, you know, they're just...
Not like my mother.
Like, no, but you know
maybe
what I mean.
Maybe not the 12-year-olds.
No, but they're just...
Maybe the 18-year-olds.
They're just... Because they train all the time and they're just... And it's very intimidating getting on the board when they're... And I'm a coach as well, so it's kind of... I've got double pressure going on. And so the other night when I was there, they're all standing there. There's a whole bunch of them. It's very busy. And this one little smart-ass 16-year-old yells out to me just when I'm about to get on the board... hey, Grandpa, seniors' night's down at the RSL Club.
Oh, he did it.
And as a good coach, you know, teaching people to just, you know, brush off the negative, I turned to him quickly and said, hey, Rang, have your balls dropped yet? I know, I couldn't believe it came out of the mouth, but when it did.
Coach
of the year.
And then got on and did a beautiful 1.5 pike and just pointed my toes right to it.
I was actually going to award the Murphy's Law trophy to the paternity people in America, but Dean Murphy, you've just taken out Coach of the Year.
Thank you.
Well done. Congratulations.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. Anyway, what are you guys doing?
Oh, nothing remotely as offensive as that.
We actually can't go to a song now. We might talk for another minute because... Test Bins is coming in for the news, but it's nearly time for news now.
It is nearly time.
What are you doing, Timbo?
God, how exciting is this? I'm working all week. Oh, maybe I'll make another baked cheesecake like I did last weekend.
Oh, fabulous.
I've turned into Gordon Ramsay.
Fabulous.
Listen, we should make mention too, next week is our Mardi Gras show, because Mardi Gras is next week, we want heaps of stories.
We do.
Favourite Mardi Gras moments, favourite Mardi Gras bits and pieces.
Does anyone care what I'm doing this weekend?
Oh, sorry, yes. What are you doing this
weekend? Thanks for asking. I'm an unofficial bridesmaid at one of my best friend's weddings.
Always the bridesmaid.
Oh.
How did you manage to turn one of the most exciting moments of my year into absolute... I got hit in the head with the bouquet once.
You know what?
And it's on video. It bounced off me.
You know they're doing.
The worst Bridget Jones moment of my life.
Now they're doing cats. They're actually throwing cats instead of bouquets.
No, they've just photoshopped.
Oh, have they?
I saw that too.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That all that
it.
Fake news.
Oh, yeah, all those brides with cats in their hands.
Anyway, good luck with the wedding. That's it from us. We are out of here. Remember, Mardi Gras show next week. Have a great weekend, people. See you next week. Ciao.
Bye.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.